And we had to put a system to it.
Oh, yeah.
And see, we had to work them days. Oh, money more long hot days and that barge that was hot.
Yeah, but you didn't have to own a combine.
No, man, you take $6,000-$7,000 for a combine.
Yeah, and a tractor to pull it.
You know, if we had
no,
if we had the expense them days, we couldn't made it.
No.
You couldn't made it. We did everything by hand work, and we did, and that's how we lived. How
a lot of people going. Couldn't even make it doing it by hand.
I know. No, my dad come here and oh, nothing but like that pastor out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, he kept his farm clear. It was hard new winters. We put through a lot of hard winters, but we kept it clear.
Well, a lot of people lost theirs, I guess.
Oh, man, there's only a few of them that made it through here. Most of them got them left as time so hard.
Did the Germans come in later and buy the land that the homesteaders had homesteaded?
Well, I come in here with Papa in early days.
Made the run, huh?
Yeah, made the run. All them come and made the run.
Huh. Where'd they come from? Straight from Germany or Pennsylvania?
Oh, they come from Poland, Russia, and Holland, and all around like that. See, they come in Missouri and Kansas and there, before this was ever opened up for settlements, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're an awful, peaceful class of people. We never had no trouble. We live around them all our life. We don't have no. They're awful good people to get along with.
I guess they are if they'll come in and help you rebuild your farm.
Yeah, oh my. They just come in and without me asking them.
Hmm.
And they're good people. Oh man, I could live on them 100 years and never had no. There wouldn't be no law for a lot of them, you know.
I was going east on 58 last night. I saw a man out plowing his field. He drove over to the fence and got off and walked over to his car and got a tooth for his harrow. And he stood up, young fellow, about 32, and he had one of those spade beards.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a Holderman. Holderman people.
Oh.
Holderman Church. Holderman Church. See, they have their own church. But they're awful peaceful, fast people. They don't want no trouble. They don't go to law or nothing like that.
Boy, this fellow looked about strong enough to lift that tractor.
Oh, some of them is. Now, I've got bunch of Holstein cows here. Well, it's one of them that's got them here, you know. You put them here, you know. My pastor, see, he runs one of his grade A barns.
Uh-huh.
And every time he puts his dry cows on, every time you turn the cow dry and go to have another calf, he brings over and puts you on this pasture.
Oh.
And he's nice, but I sure like him. Just a dandy fellow.
Boy, we need more people like that, I think. That is.
Oh, you don't have no trouble with them, man. They're a peaceful class of people. We ain't got no trouble.
This is what I've heard. They're generally quite gentle.
Oh, they're just as, you couldn't have more peaceful people.
Oh, if you had a milk cow and you brought her in near the barn, where would you put her?
Well, I didn't have stands. I have a stance in there where you put some hay and grain and they you train them. They go in that stance and then you pull out, you got a tube or something, and you pull over, you know, mm-hmm. and hook it and they can't get the head out.
Uh-huh.
And you milk them then. They can't get away.
What do you tell them if you want them to stand still when you're milking them?
Sawboss.
And if you want them to get a leg out of the way?
Well, you just gotta help them, you know, kind of put your in their flank, you know, and tell them to get their leg back.
Uh-huh. No special word, though.
No, they just, you gotta handle them that way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this man with the grade A barn, is he a dairyman?
He just used to milk like I did by hand, you know. We used to milk by hand, everything by hand, you know. But you know what? Everything's changed. You put have a grade A barn or you don't buy any milk hardly anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a modern world. That's all changed. Everybody missed your milk by hand. Everybody did, just like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it costs money getting that grade A business.
My George, yes. It's a big gamble, too, I guess.
Man, it's a gamble.